Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Hey, so testimonials are great when you can get them. Challenge is sometimes clients don't want to give them to you. I was talking to a consultant the other day, and she said, hey, it's amazing that you've got all these video testimonials from your clients, but my clients won't do it. They won't go on video. They won't give me that testimonial. So if that's the case, if you're struggling to get these video testimonials or testimonials at all from clients, let me suggest to you there's three possible reasons why that's happening, and there's something that you can do for each of the reasons. The first reason is probably the most common, also the most challenging, and you've got your work cut out for you if you're facing this obstacle, is that the work just isn't good enough. That's kind of the cold hard truth. Sometimes the work just isn't good enough. Clients don't give testimonials for average work. They don't give testimonials unless they're really excited and like really pleased and overwhelmed by the value that you delivered, because otherwise there's not much to say. And frankly, if the work was average and the value that you created was average and their response to it was average, you don't want that as a testimonial, because that's not going to do you much good. So that's the first possible reason, is the work just wasn't good enough. It was average. And, you know, that's a tough one, because that means you've got to do better work, right? There's no easy way around that. There's no tip. There's no hack. Your work has to be better. So treat the lack of a testimonial or the lack of the client's willingness to give you a testimonial as a symptom that there's something wrong with the way that you're delivering value. There's something wrong with the way you're delivering your services. Go back to the drawing board and look at ways that you can improve the value that you deliver to your clients. Or if the value is there, look at ways that you can improve the process so they're more in tune with the value, so they see the value, so they can react to the value, and they understand the value better. That's the first thing. Second possible reason why they might say no to a testimonial is you asked at the wrong time. We're human beings. We're emotional. We have ups and downs. A client may be very excited about your work at one point and less excited about it at another point. And it might not have anything to do with you. It might be entirely about them. Case in point, I've got a client who is just on the tail end of our work together inside my coaching program. And I reached out and I said, hey, look, would love to get you on video for a testimonial interview. And this is somebody who, by the way, had agreed to doing this previously, and nothing had changed between them. And he said, look, first of all, he didn't reply for a few days. And then he replied and said, look, not really up to it. I'm traveling a lot and it's just not the best time. But look, it has nothing to do with you and nothing to do with the program. And that's fine. I appreciate that. The timing isn't always right. I can't control the timing. In this case, he was forthright with me and told me that, you know what, now's not the right time. It's not you, it's me. But that's okay, right? The timing isn't always perfect. So you got to get the timing right. And the time to ask is when you've really gotten somewhere with the client. You've delivered something of value and they're happy with the work and you know that they're happy. That's the time to ask. Third possible reason they might say no to a testimonial is that you're making it too difficult. You're making it difficult. You're creating too many obstacles. You're making it difficult for them to say yes. So for example, you know, you're scheduling a half a day video shoot in their office and they've got to set aside the time, or you're making them go to some other location like a studio or something like that, or, you know, they're just busy and it's hard to say yes to the request even though they want to do it. So try to make it as easy as possible for the client to say yes. So for example, you know, I used to do a lot of studio video testimonials where I'd bring clients in and we would do a shoot and we get testimonials that way. And that can work if the client is inclined to say yes to that and they have the time. But a much easier way to do it, and what I do now for the most part, given that most of my clients are remote, is we hop on a Zoom call. And it's a simple Zoom conversation, usually 30 minutes to 60 minutes. And we have the conversation, we do the interview. All they have to do is join the meeting and talk to me from their office. And I record it and we edit that in post. Really, really easy for them to say yes to. And quite often, to make it even easier, we'll tack that on to an existing conversation. So if we have a coaching call, we'll simply tack on the testimonial to the end of the coaching call. So they don't need to show up at another time or book another time slot. We're already talking together. So make it as easy as possible for them to say yes. So quick recap, three reasons why clients might not agree to a testimonial. First of all, they're not that impressed, not that happy with the work. If that's the case, do better work or at the very least improve your process so clients can extract more value. Second reason is you're not asking at the right time. You gotta ask when they're on that emotional high and they're really experiencing the value that you create for them. And third reason is you're not making it easy for them to say yes. Make it really easy. Don't put up too many obstacles and just make it super easy for them to get it done. Hope that helps. If you have any questions about testimonials or otherwise, drop them in the comments. I'm happy to help. Thanks.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.